Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line this morning is the principal economist at the South African Competitions Commission, and that is Kali Renen Yeni. A very, very good morning to you. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us. How are you?
Thanks, Howard. Thank you very much for inviting me.
So I'm a huge fan of the Competition Commission because certainly we followed a lot of the stories and a lot of the work that you guys have been involved with. And somehow you guys are always available to be on the show to talk about some of the work that you are currently doing. But right now there's been a release of a report that speaks about or really rather quantifies some of the successes of the Commission during the COVID-19 pandemic and especially during lockdown. Can you give us a sense of what that finding is?
Sure. So during the lockdown, what the Commission did is, alongside the Ministry, the DTIC, the Commission granted some block exemptions to a number of sectors, particularly the healthcare sector, the retail property sector, mm-hmm. and the hotel sector and the banking sector. So what those block exemptions essentially did was to allow for coordinated response to the crisis.
Right.
So what we found was that these block exemptions were actually very beneficial to those sectors and to South Africa at large. In the healthcare sector, for example, we found that data was shared among specialists and radiologists on the scale of the outbreak of the disease. Similarly, patients were allocated between hospitals. Ordinarily, this would be the Competition Act. We also found that the price of COVID testing, for example, had reduced significantly by approximately 43% from 1,500 to 850 after the block exemptions were granted. Also, we found, for example, that the procurement of PPE, those were procured at a price 50% lower than what they were before these block exemptions were granted. So there were a lot of benefits that came out of this block exemption.
So can you just
in banking?
Right. Sorry, if you can just maybe before you even continue, what is a block exemption?
So a block exemption is essentially permission granted to a sector to allow businesses or competing businesses in that sector to behave in a manner that is contrary to the law. So under normal circumstances, we forbid competing businesses to come together and share data, and speak to one another, to come together and allocate customers between themselves. But because of the pandemic and needing a coordinated response, we couldn't have patients who are just sick and they don't have beds. So what we did is we allowed competing businesses, for example, a Mediclinic and a Netcare, to speak to one another on capacity, how many beds do you have, and share that. So that ordinarily wouldn't be the case.
Right. In other words, it made an exemption to allow communication and sharing of data and information in order to streamline and make more efficient the response to the pandemic.
Exactly. But I think what is important to note, Howard, is these block exemptions exempted the sharing of information. However, there wasn't any price agreements that were allowed. So competing businesses could not come together and agree on price.
So you couldn't have all the pharmaceutical or the chemists and distribution companies coming together to say, right, we're going to all be charging X amount of rand for masks. That wouldn't have been allowed. But you'd have, but the sharing of information around quality, what works best, where, you know, that type of thing, what would have been allowed?
Yes, exactly.
Right. Okay. So before I interrupted you, you were telling us about the banking sector.
So in the banking sector and the retail property sector, you'll remember there was a lot of restriction and movement. Mm-hmm. So that meant a lot of people and a lot of companies had to close down and therefore would face financial difficulties. So what those block exemptions did was actually to allow competing businesses such as banks and other investment institutions to come together and identify areas in which they could offer relief. So we found, for example, that SMMEs in the retail sector were offered payment discounts, they were offered payment holidays, and as such, that reduced the financial burden that they were facing during that time.
How does it work, though? Is you create this block exemption, is it for a specific period of time? Do you keep reassessing? And I guess the question is, does it ever really go back? Can you ever pull it back to where it was prior to the pandemic?
In these instances, for these block exemptions, the life shelf of these exemptions is as long as they are necessary. So you'll see in the regulations, it's stipulated that as long as COVID-19 has been declared a national disaster, these block exemptions are in place. However, we do go back and assess. Just after level one, we went back and assessed whether it was necessary for us to keep the block exemption as it was, or if we needed to expand its design, for example. And we found just after that, there was an outbreak of level two, of wave two. So at that point, we took a decision that these are actually still needed. So as it currently stands, we have taken a decision that these will be in place for as long as COVID-19 has been declared a national disaster. But we do go back and monitor to see if they are still needed.
It requires incredible agility, doesn't it? Especially for a type of an organization that is probably not used to making decisions at this speed. Was that a challenge?
It does. It really does. You'll recall at the beginning of the lockdown, there was a lot of complaints. We were receiving over 100 complaints a day. We investigated over 1,200 complaints between April and October, for example. So it required the commission to adjust and to adjust very fast. We were able to investigate and prosecute within a period of 3 weeks, which ordinarily, that is an outstanding performance. We usually take 12 months, for example, to investigate such cases. So it required the commission to put together a lot of resources. We reallocated resources within the commission. We even worked with other institutions, such as the Consumer Commission, to assist us with the investigation. So it did require a lot of effort to be able to pull this through.
Incredible. And that's unfortunately where we leave it. Kali Irinanyeni, Principal Economist at the South African Competition Commission. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us, and keep doing the amazing work that you are doing.